Hi everybody, welcome back to Hillwide 2022. I can't believe I'm saying that. Oh goodness, it feels as though time is rushing by. So I'm here with another garage sale participant, registrant. So can you introduce yourself? Tell us your name and where people can find your garage at the Hillwide.
My name is Yukiko Watanabe. I am new to Bernal Heights, moved around in March, and everyone can find me at 214 Ellsworth Street.
Cool. And what's your nearest cross street, Yuki?
Portland and Ellsworth.
Okay, great. Yeah. Great. So that gives people a feel for where you are on the hill. So is this your first time participating in Hillwide?
It's very first time. I should have also been. Yeah, I'm excited.
So welcome.
Joining this.
So what made you decide to join in with Hillwide this year?
Well, I first thought that this would be a great way to learn about my neighbors. I am a ceramicist, and so I oftentimes dry my stuff outside in the sun, and everyone who's passing by say, "Oh, you create these things?" And I say, "Wonderful." Yes, but then I don't necessarily have time to chat with them. And so,
right.
Yeah.
So this would be a great way, right, for neighbors who are wandering around that area of the hill, for them to actually stop by and connect with you a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, cool. Yeah, it's a great way to introduce yourself to your neighborhood, I think. So good. I'm glad you're with us this year. Anyway, I'm going to recommend that everybody go check out your listing on the Hillwide site at 214 Ellsworth. I'll put a link in below our recording of this interview as well, because there is a fabulous picture of Yuki's pottery there, her ceramics, you describe it as wabi-sabi, so I'm just think it just has that great feel and look to it. So
thank you.
Very much in the Japanese tradition, right?
Thank you.
So do you consider yourself an old hand at garage sales?
Well, I do a lot of art fairs, and so I do have experience, you know, talking about my products and connecting with customers, and just like really enjoying interaction with people who come by. But garage sale per se, I love going around to garage sales to purchase like old furniture, used furniture, and I love wood, so I gravitate towards wood crafts.
Right. So I think selling at art fairs is actually it's a great kind of similar experience to selling garage sales. So what's your top tip for other garage owners who are registered for Hillwide this year in selling to the folks who are going to be out on the hill?
Yeah, so one thing I think about is from customers' eyes, what would attract people to stop by? So organizing your, items by categories. For me, it's pottery, all pottery, but, you know, tableware versus decorative will be
right,
a separate table. And also I color code by color code items.
Oh, nice. So maybe, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so people gravitate towards certain colors. They can search easily. And maybe put something that you really think that's something special to the front so that it attracts people's attentions and eyes. And think about where you place things. So, you know, lower, on the table, or is it lifted above on the shelf? Eye lines tend to capture people's attention, as well as people like to dig low. So what are the box items where people want to just search around, and it will be fun to look around, like kitchen, small little kitchen items, right? So
yeah,
those are my suggestions.
Right. And looking at your picture, I can see that you're really good with that, because you've got some boxes in front of your stand there with your pottery on and some great display shelves at eye level. So I think your Japanese aesthetic is really coming through there, which is great advice to everybody else. And I love that idea of sorting by color. With a rack of clothing. I know people do it by size and type, but I love the idea of actually putting color collections together for people. Mm-hmm. So that's a really good tip. So thank you for that. So finally, aside of visiting your garage at 214 Ellsworth, what's your top tip for treasure seekers coming to this year's Hillwide?
Yeah, so browsing through the information ahead of time and then marking and, or is it to my garage sale or is it for the Hilltop in general?
I think in general, yeah.
In general, yeah. So
it applies to yours as well, so yeah.
Yeah, I tend to, in any fairs or garage sales, I tend to do a little bit of homework so that I don't, I do like surprises, but I also want to target, you know, different booths or garage, areas. And so I would do a little bit of homework to search what people are selling and then mark them on my map ahead of time and go early. You have to
Right.
go early.
Early is a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you can stop up at one of the fine establishments in Bernal and grab some refreshments on Saturday, kind of getting closer to lunchtime, right? So,
yep.
I think absolutely. I like the idea of planning. I think that's really good. We have the map, of course, on the website. And as an extra to let people know, there are always printed versions of the map available at the Neighbourhood Centre on Cortland, 515 Cortland Avenue. And they'll be handing out hard copies of the map, so you can have a paper map with you if you feel that's a little bit easier than just looking at it on your phone. And we've also got some great search functionality on the website itself, which you can use from your phone. So whatever you're looking for, there's a question in the sidebar that says, what treasure are you hunting for? And you can just put something in there. Could be ceramics, and I'm sure then Yuki's entry will pop up. It'll show you every garage that has got that word mentioned, either through the categories or through the copy in the listing itself. So it's a good. You've given me a very good prompt to share that with people, Yuki. Thank you.
Thank you for that tip. Actually, I'm going to use that.
Right. There's a lot. There's an awful lot there. I mean, as we're talking, we're hovering around 80 garages in the neighborhood who've registered,
wow.
Which is wonderful. And we still have a week to go. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how many more people we can get out there. And I'm sure we'll have good weather. So that'll be a good thing. So Yuki, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And as we said, we should say your business name too. So it's Eat With Your Eyes Pottery, which is a fabulous name. So was that from Japanese first or from English
first?
It's a
concept from Japan where eating with your eyes are equally important as your taste buds.
Right, which would explain such good aesthetics from you. Awesome. I love it.
Thank you.
So go look out 214 Ellsworth for Eat With Your Eyes Pottery with Yuki Watanabe, and have a fabulous Hillwide, Yuki.
Thank you, Lynn.